Our next presentation is The Unruly Client by Paul Wingo from Hamilton Wingo in Dallas is here. Paul is a fourth generation Texan with more than a decade of personal injury experience. I don't know when that was written, but
yeah,
it's
like 15 now.
Yeah, it's just been more. He is widely respected as a top negotiator and has successfully resolved hundreds of millions of dollars in claims for his clients. He is the rapid response leader for his law firm, and he helps families navigate through difficult decisions in the days and weeks following catastrophic injuries or loss of life. But more than that, after a claim is resolved, Paul goes above and beyond to help families navigate the often alien world of significant recovery so they can focus on what's essential, which is healing and creating a new future out of the tragedies that they've suffered. He's a graduate of the University of North Texas and the University of Houston Law Center. He's been a Texas Super Lawyer Rising Star from 2015 to 19 and Super Lawyer. What's that?
I have a bunch of other ones.
Well, I know that, but I'm not going to read them all. He's got a bunch of stuff. But Paul's going to come talk to us about the unruly client. Please welcome Paul Wingo.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. All right, so the unruly client. One of the great joys that we have in our profession is we are working with the people. And the people are from every age, walk of life possible, every economic level, everything possible, but they all have one thing in common that we're dealing with here is that they have been injured. Or you are representing someone who is being sued for injuring someone else. And so these are, you get the whole gambit of humans here. And it is an absolute beatdown, the relationship that can occur sometimes when you are unable to establish trust or candor or rapport with these different clients. I was told early on in my career, and I didn't understand this until I'd gone through the situation, that you make more money off the clients you don't take than the ones you do sometimes. And I think, and you know, you see the plaintiff's lawyers, like, especially in this group, like, oh, you know, we've all just had those clients that are just absolutely, like, unable to understand the process that they're in, or are trying to game the process, and you are just a mark in that journey for them. So to kind of give you some context of why I got suckered into speaking for an hour on an ethics topic, which I definitely didn't realize until I was driving down here yesterday. So we may have a long meandering path together. And so please give me all condolences for that. So I have always understood the customer's king. Back when I was in high school, I worked at Golden Corral, home of the Golden Choice Buffet, and I was the youngest crew leader in store history, and it was because I could deal with the problematic clients. And it was just essentially sitting down and taking the lashings and trying to, you know, work the problem out. And as we have moved into the digital era, unruly clients present a whole different universe in the fact that we have Google reviews, we have social media, we have a whole universe where if someone is unpleased with you, they can very much attack you on a lot of levels. And so, you know, how I, you know, came into having some perspectives about this is I started off at one of these large personal injury kind of volume firms. And somehow, within 2 years of being there, I was running a division that had 1,500 cases, 5 attorneys, and I handled all negotiations and settlements for all 1,500 cases. So these ranged from $500 to about $750,000. About 4 years in there, I became a partner, and I moved from the active litigation to the case acquirement. And so essentially I was responsible for 80 cases a week, commercial billboards, TV commercials. I handled the overnight phone. So like all of the people that would see the TV commercial of like me shouting, like I had a phone and I would like talk to those people.